What do we want? When do we want it?
We can't sit here and complain about public policy, complain about what people are doing in this country if we check out of the process.
Weekday mornings, Roland Martin at 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Start your day with TV1's News One Now, the only daily news show that looks at issues from our perspective. Roland Martin, good morning.
Hey, Tom, Simple J, good morning. Lots of developments over the weekend in Ferguson, Missouri, related to the shooting death of Mike Brown. I have three guests this morning. Attorney Ben Crump was the attorney for the family. Also, Glenn Ivey, former federal prosecutor based out of Maryland, and retired Lieutenant General Russell Honore. I want to get to all of them. First up, let me go to Attorney Ben Crump. Last night, the New York Times had the report about the family's autopsy showing that Mike Brown was shot six times, including twice in the head. Ben, what does the family autopsy conclude? It was conducted by Dr. Michael Bodden, former medical examiner in New York.
Well, the autopsy concludes, Roland and Tom, our worst fears that the witnesses' accounts were accurate, the fact that he was shot multiple times, the most troubling being the head shot to the top of his head and the shot to his eye. But also it shows his bullet went through his arm that substantiates what the witnesses are saying, that his hands were up. He had a shot in his hand. So it's really troubling, Roland, but this is only part of the story. Dr. Bodden was not allowed to have his clothes, so we could see where the gunshot residue was located on his clothes or not. So there's still some questions to be answered. But his family felt we had to do this autopsy because there was no guarantee that the federal government, Tom, was going to do it. And we did not want to be left having the only autopsy from the same police department that executed their child in broad daylight.
I'm glad you mentioned that. I want to bring in Glenn Ivey right now. Glenn, you're a former federal prosecutor. Attorney General Eric Holder announced over the weekend that the Department of Justice, they will be conducting their own autopsy on the body of Mike Brown. Why is this important, Glenn?
Well, I think it's a big step that the Attorney General intervened in this way. I think it shows his commitment to make sure that this investigation is done in a full and thorough way. The additional autopsy, I think, you know, Attorney Crump is right. The state's autopsy, you know, had a lot of holes left in it, and I think was insufficient. So I think it was critical for him to move forward with that. I think the FBI's involvement with the interviews is a good one, and I think it's important that the feds have a parallel investigation. I think at some point it might make sense for this to take it over entirely, frankly.
Exactly.
Glenn, the issue, Glenn, you have, first of all, the state, there has to be a criminal first, then you also have the federal. Now, when you say the federal folks take it over, how could the feds, Glenn, as a former U.S. attorney, how could they take over the investigation when it is a criminal trial on one hand?
Well, the Department of Justice has federal criminal authority. They can prosecute them under federal civil rights law violations, and I think there's clearly sufficient evidence already that may have been the case here. Usually you need a deferral from state authorities. I think Governor Nixon's statements over the weekend suggested that even state officials are starting to recognize that it might make sense for the federal officials to take the lead on this, just to make sure it's done right and to give the public assurances that this is going to be done in a thorough and effective way at arm's length.
But what's it going to take to get an arrest?
Exactly. That's what the family is asking, Tom, and to the former prosecutor's point, the federal government can bring excessive force charges because if this isn't excessive, I don't know what is. And the family is waiting. I mean, they're just waiting, Tom. And what people didn't know, Roland, was the mother and father showed up at the scene there and waited and watched their child for 4 hours laying on the sidewalk with the police not giving them any answers and holding them back. So can you imagine your child being dead on the sidewalk in the broad daylight for 4 hours and the police not giving you any answers? Nobody's talking to you.
I want to pull in General Russell Honore right now. General Honore, we keep seeing the unrest in Ferguson, police firing tear gas. Do you believe the Missouri State Patrol, are they losing control of the scene? Are they in control? Should they need additional help? How should they contend with these nightly protesters? A lot of them are young folks who are totally different than the protesters in the daytime, sir.
Well, I think at this point in time, Roland, they will need some help, and I think that's why probably the governor brought in over 200 National Guard on their way there. After sustained operation, mostly working at night, the same group of police over and over, their nerves are going to get a little thin over time. So bringing fresh people in to try and put another face on this. The other thing the National Guard can do is they can come in a strictly riot control mode or crowd control mode. Let me just say this, crowd control mode that ensure the safety of the people. And since they work for the governor, they can also do a patrol the streets, and they can also set up as they need to help people where people need help. So they're a multi-role organization. They're well-trained, well-equipped. I hope they focus more on the crowd control aspect of their mission, vice guns, dealing with some of the show of force we've seen over the last few nights with the
General,
local police and with the state police.
But will the presence of National Guard troops tick off the folks even more so? You see them throwing rocks and bottles. You see this sort of the taunting of the police and their presence. I mean, you have a contentious situation there.
Well, I think this, Roland, I think they've got to change the narrative on the ground. Right now, we're still dealing with the emotional response to this horrific killing of this young man. But they've got to change the narrative on around. We've got to have a political way forward. Justice is going to be done in the court. Change in that town is going to be done in the voting box. Right now, they've got to have a leader to step up beyond the captain who is a law enforcement officer, a political leader that's got some credit with the people that ensure the people that the right thing is going to happen, that justice will prevail. And right now, nobody has struck that card that can convince the people that this will happen and it will happen in a logical manner. I say that then based on the conversation your two previous speakers here this morning, that confidence still got a long ways to go. But they're going to have to find a political way forward on this so people will know that the right thing will be done.
Glenn Ivey, do you believe an arrest is the only thing that's going to calm this calm the folks in Ferguson down?
Well, no, I think the larger question is for most of the African Americans in Ferguson who are out in the streets right now is what do we have to do to ensure that justice is done? And once they're confident that that's going to happen, that things are on the right track,
wouldn't that be an arrest, sir?
I think the key is to make sure, you know, you do an arrest and, you know, it sets timelines running for Speedy Trial Act and things like that. The key is to make sure at the end of the day, if you think this guy committed manslaughter or broke the law, that he's prosecuted effectively and ultimately convicted. And an arrest, a first thing, isn't necessarily the best first step.
What do we know about the prosecutor,
Ben? Get it together and get it right.
What do we know about the prosecutor?
Right, St. Louis prosecutor Bob McCulloch, he was ticked off that Governor Jay Nixon brought in the Missouri State Patrol last week. You have many people who are calling for him to be removed for a special prosecutor to prosecute this case. He says that the grand jury will begin hearing testimony this week when it comes to Officer Darren Wilson. Ben?
Well, the people in Ferguson don't have very much faith. Roland and Civil, to answer your question directly, his father was a former police officer, was killed in the line of duty by African-American. He's very pro-police. He's very conservative. And they say he has never in his history brought charges against a police officer for killing a minority. And that's part of the problem here in Ferguson. They said this has happened before, and the person was not held accountable. It was swept under the rug. So the people are really, really troubled if he's going to get justice or if he's going to be brought to justice or not. They're really troubled.
In fact, Tom, St. Louis Post-Dispatch did a report saying that two police officers shot two guys who were drug dealers. By all indications, it was a horrible shoot by the police. He refused to prosecute and even classified the two gentlemen, two men who were killed as bums, and saying they wreaked havoc on the community. And so St. Louis Post-Dispatch has that story. Former Prosecutor Glenn Ivey, we certainly appreciate it. Retired Lieutenant General Russell Honore, thank you so very much. And also Attorney Ben Crump, thank you so very much for joining us on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Good job.
Good job, Roland.
Thank you.
Roland's commentary brought to you by TV One.